Wow, Dan, your place is really nice.
Thanks. I don't know why it's taken so long to get you all over here.
Hey, Peter, pass me those Cool Ranch Doritos.
Nuts to you, bozo. I'm gonna throw them on the ground.
The shit you will.
Ah, jeez, I was bluffing.
Do you even know what bluffing is?
I mean, I kind of get it from context clues. Means you're a rough customer, right?
Man, remind me that I should take you all to Vegas sometime.
Dan, you should take us to Vegas sometime.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, what's this button do?
It puts it all on red.
Ah, Sin City.
Oh man, remember Sin City?
I forgot that movie existed until 2 seconds ago.
Did you know Nick Offerman was in it? That was before people knew who Nick Offerman was.
Oh, the guy from season 2, episode 10 of Kablam?
Hey, you rubes, are we playing cards or are we playing cards?
Spoiler alert, I don't really know how to play cards.
That's okay. Let's just make sure you buy a lot of chips so you'll have more chances to practice.
Dan, you're not being the stereotypical jerk that tries to take advantage of their naive friend by taking all their money at cards, right?
I mean, I didn't want to, but as usual, you're the one writing the script, so I'm just following your lead.
Oh, are we giving script notes? I wanted to say I feel like Dan hustling Peter is pretty well-worn territory.
Yeah, and Peter playing the idiot again? I do have a PhD in astrophysics.
Okay, Brienne's making a good point, but do you really expect me to write you as anything other than an idiot?
Is that so unreasonable?
Yes!
Fine. I guess I'll just roll around on the floor, muttering to myself until we figure out what we're gonna do next.
Hey, that's the spirit.
So, I know we usually do comedy, but maybe we can try to tackle some harder stuff? Mike, what if you have a gambling addiction?
I don't think that's gonna work really well in an audio medium.
Yeah, if we're gonna go in that direction, you really have to see how desperate his eyes are.
Or, you know, worst case scenario, I end up doing a frenetic imitation of Sandler from Uncut Gems, and nobody wants that.
I keep meaning to see that. How was it?
Dan, I kid you not, it was a revelation.
What if we do a story where I win a talking car? At craps.
Great idea, Peter. I'm writing it down.
Hey, you're not actually writing it.
No.
Okay, so whatever we do, you think it should be funny.
What if my character is trying to work in a lot of Vegas lingo, but I do it all wrong?
I like that. We can get some mileage out of that.
And maybe instead of me being overtly a jerk, I can just be kind of cocky, but still end up losing?
That seems a bit stale. Can you give me some one-liners?
I can't believe he flopped the nuts and busted out the runners down at the river.
Hey, stupid card lingo is my thing. Get your own thing.
That's okay, that's okay. We'll take it from the top.
My money is gone. It was here, and now it's gone. What will I do without my money?
Wow.
Boy, maybe it's because I'm still on the ground, but Dan sure sounds dumb.
Yeah, Dan, you roll around on the ground. Peter, you're back in.
Not gonna roll around on the ground. You can keep your Aaron Sorkin fan club going on over there, but I'm gonna go play some blackjack.
Well, Peter, do you have any ideas?
It sounded like we got a lot of traction for the whole talking car thing.
Yeah, but I was thinking it would be a shame to waste such a good idea on one of these silly DOD alts. Maybe we can workshop it as a one act.
Yeah, and then straight on to Broadway.
Okay, so we still need some jokes for Peter.
Maybe he tries to eat the cherries out of the slot machine?
Or he thinks the chips are like potato chips.
Okay, you know I'm not actually a toddler, right? I know what not to put in my mouth.
Where'd you get that lollipop, buddy?
Yeah, it was on the floor, but don't worry, it was dry.
Well, I think we've got enough to work with here.
In what sense? There's still no plot, Peter and I don't have character arcs, and I don't even know what kind of gambling lingo we can make jokes with.
You know, what Dan said, floppy nuts at the river.
We better get Dan and start recording. Where is he?
My money is gone. It was here and now it's gone. What will I do without my money?
Now that's funny.